According to data from the Internal Security Forces, ISF, there were 168 reported suicides in 2023, averaging one case every 2 days. This marks an increase from the 138 cases reported in 2022 and brings the figures close to those of 2019, which had the highest suicide rates of the last decade. Ending one's own life is an incredibly harrowing decision, reached only after exhausting every possible avenue for improvement. With over 700,000 suicides occurring annually worldwide, suicide has become the 10th leading cause of death, according to CEO World magazine. This alarming reality has prompted international, human rights and health organizations to raise the alarm and advocate for measures to address this crisis, which profoundly impacts society, families, and loved ones. September 10 marks World Suicide Prevention Day, an observance established in 2003 by the International Association for Suicide Prevention in collaboration with the World Health Organization, WHO. This day aims to raise awareness among organizations, governments, and the public about the preventability of suicide. It underscores the importance of collective action, offering hope to those experiencing suicidal thoughts, and providing support to reduce suicide rates. Lebanon has been grappling with prolonged economic, security, and social crises, which have been worsening since 2019. The lack of effective solutions has intensified the daily struggles of its citizens, contributing to a troubling rise in suicide rates. According to the Internal Security Forces, ISF, there were 168 suicides recorded in 2023, averaging one every 2 days. This marks a 21.7% increase from 138 cases in 2022 and a significant 46% rise from 2021. These numbers are approaching the highest suicide rates recorded in 2019, which were the worst of the past decade. Survivor stories. Jawad candidly discusses the challenges he endured over the past decade, during which he made several suicide attempts. Battling psychological issues and depression, he frequently contemplated ending his life. However, divine intervention and extensive psychological treatment ultimately guided him towards recovery. Today, Jawad embraces life with enthusiasm, embodying his resilient spirit. He now views the glass as half full and looks forward to a hopeful future. Similarly, Ruba reflects on a painful chapter from her past, including a suicide attempt by overdosing on sedatives after her boyfriend left her for another woman. Now, she is 20 years old and is deeply thankful for her family's steadfast support, which she views as her greatest source of strength. She regrets the distress her struggles caused them. In an interview with Huna Laubnin, Ruba encourages those going through tough times to express their feelings openly, emphasizing that opening up can be essential for overcoming life's challenges. Psychological readiness and support. The causes of suicide are varied, but the impact is uniform. Dr. Firial Halawi, a social psychologist and self-development consultant, explains that suicide is a long-standing social phenomenon present in all societies, influenced by a range of economic, cultural, and social factors. While Lebanon's deteriorating economic conditions since 2019 have placed immense burdens on its people, it is crucial to address individuals' psychological readiness and their capacity to cope with and withstand adversity. This capacity differs widely from person to person. For example, siblings within the same family may face the same crisis, but each will respond and act according to their psychological resilience. Psychology generally addresses suicide on a case-by-case basis, treating each situation individually. However, financial, social, and emotional pressures can lead some young people to experience profound despair and helplessness, prompting thoughts of ending their lives. While some individuals may attempt suicide multiple times, only to be deterred by their hesitation or external factors, others may tragically succeed on their first attempt. The role of family support and education in mental health. Family support is vital in overcoming psychological stress and disturbances. Dr. Halawi underscores the importance of education and religious support in addressing these issues, as both can provide significant help to individuals. Additionally, she highlights the profound impact of healthy emotional relationships on adolescents, noting that both positive and negative relationships can greatly influence their well-being. Dr. Halloway advises parents to monitor their children's lifestyle and behavioral changes, even from a distance, to better support their mental health. During her interview with Huna Laubnin, Dr. Halloway underscores the significant responsibility that the state must shoulder in addressing mental health issues. She emphasizes the urgent need for ongoing awareness and the establishment of comprehensive psychological and social support programs through organizations and media channels, which are currently lacking. Dr. Halloway notes, instead, we primarily see individual initiatives or efforts by civil society groups, while the state fails to address the root causes of the crisis. This includes providing basic living conditions and healthcare, and addressing the disparities between social classes. When individuals feel helpless in the face of their challenges, they become more vulnerable to negative thoughts that can lead to despair. The importance of reporting. One of the key challenges in understanding suicide is the lack of widespread mental health awareness. Dr. Halloway highlights the issue of unreported suicide attempts, which is a significant concern. She explains, the failure to report suicide attempts is unfortunate, as these reports could lead to providing essential psychological and social support to individuals in need. When a suicide occurs, families and relatives often choose not to discuss it, which prevents proper documentation of the case and hinders efforts to raise awareness among others. Dr. Halloway also advocates for enhancing mental health support within the community, treating it with the seriousness it deserves, and encouraging individuals to seek professional help. She emphasizes that sharing feelings and seeking support can be crucial in saving lives. 1564 is the national hotline for psychological support and suicide prevention in Lebanon. It provides psychological support to individuals experiencing emotional distress or suicidal thoughts.